You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here.
Enjoy it. It's ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys, Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Really big.
Message erased.
Here we are, Dave and Giggles. You there, buddy? Of course, we're having some technical difficulties, but let's see if we can get him back on. Well, that was Dr. John, which we lost this week. If you guys are not familiar with Dr. John, you should become familiar with Dr. John. Dr. John is a wonderful guy down in New Orleans. Sorry, I'm just kind of, you know, organizing things. Everything's all sorts of fun. Let's try to just quit out and come back in. So Dr. John is a guy out of New Orleans. The one thing, the greatest thing that I know about Dr. John is that he is a, he was based on Dr. Teeth and Electric Mayhem from Sesame Street, or from, Kermit the Frog area. He was based on Dr. John. So Dr. John has his place in history, of course. And he's a great dude. He's a great dude. He's you obviously know that song, and you know he's played on with the band on that thing. Let me just organize some stuff here. Just give me one second. And you know, play a little something just to keep things moving, you know. And then I'll be right back with you. Let's see here. What do we got? What do we got? Here we go.
Aaron, it's Grandma. It's 12:30 on Sunday. And don't know if you have a laptop computer and have access to Facebook or not. But on Facebook today, there's some people talking about taking pictures of donkeys and things. I know that's what you want to do. So if you don't have that access, call me back and I'll tell you about the donkey business. Okay, bye.
I gotcha. How come I got nothing coming out of you? Oh, there you go. Now you're there.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Did you just get back from the beach?
Yeah, I just went. Yeah, do I look good or what? I got this real bro look. I got this. Is actually, if you want to look, this is
your
my
shirt. Looks like it's in a grandmother's
my 80s
sofa.
Cruise hat.
Oh, nice. That's a good hat.
It's a good hat, right?
Your shirt looks like it's off of my grandmother's sofa.
It's great,
like,
right?
Miami sofa.
There's like a whole bunch
sofa
of
Dave.
There's yeah, it's like there's a bunch of like Florida Florida flowers on it. There's a nice Jeep, beach Jeep on it.
Nice.
I'm just killing it.
It's the summer.
It's the summer.
It's the start of the summer.
Start of the summer.
We're Dave and Giggles. If you want to call us, 718-928-9732. We're going to be here for the next hour.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
Hanging
in
out.
Dave's beach gear. I'm not in beach gear. But I did spend 2 days doing weddings, Friday and Saturday.
Went
two
hard.
Weddings, doubleheader. And I was like, could I do a third? You know?
I don't know if you should push yourself that hard,
no.
You know?
No, no, no. The groom got sunburned. And this is interesting. So they didn't tell the DJ, like, what songs they wanted to play.
Who
so basically,
that?
Like, 20 minutes before the you know, reception and the grand entrance, they're telling the DJ, like, the songs that they want to first dance to.
You can't do
so
that.
No, you can't do that.
You can't
so get
do
this.
That.
So, like, it's their first dance. They're dancing
yeah.
back and forth. All of a sudden, it skips.
Ugh.
And you're like, cuts out. And, of course, everybody looks at the DJ. Everybody looks at, like,
yeah.
the sound guy.
Right.
It's like, hey, what the hell? What are you doing, buddy? You know, why
you're
is
fucking this up.
Yeah.
Oh,
it just
God.
Dead silence. Because everybody's quiet, you Ugh. Know, during the first dance. And it was gorgeous, but it just kept cutting out. And I was like...
Well, see, you're in the mountains were, of Colorado, so there's
right,
probably
the
very little service.
Yeah. Little service, and the DJ had to stream the song, and so it was cutting out. And we're all, you know, everybody started looking at the DJ.
Oh,
he
God.
Came out, he was like, hey, you guys got to stop streaming on your phones, or you got to stop, you're taking up the bandwidth.
Because, everybody get off their phones.
Get off your phones, because you're eating up the bandwidth.
Did he say that out loud? He said that out loud?
Yes.
In the
yes.
middle of the song?
In the middle of the first dance.
Oh,
and it was
man.
Like... Ooh, it was just like where everybody feels awkward, and you're
man.
Just watching the bride and groom and just like seeing, is anybody going to snap?
Oh, God.
Somebody
that's,
gonna...
that's like, so this would be my in inspiration. So the thing's going, and then all of a sudden it stops, and then there's silence. Everyone's looking at, and then the DJ comes on and goes, if everybody could get off their phones, I need the bandwidth to stream this song, because the
yeah.
goddamn couple just gave me the song.
Yeah. Yeah,
what
I was
song
like,
was
gotta,
it?
You got to prep. They hired their wedding planners a week before, and I think the photo video maybe a month before. So they were throwing stuff together last minute, and it was like, whew.
Well, if you're throwing things together that last minute, I mean,
yeah.
you got to expect things to go wrong. You know, that's just how it works.
It's true.
You look good though, doing so many weddings, just killing it out there. It's
money
wedding
making
season.
Mountains.
It's wedding season out there.
Yeah,
man. What's going on? What's going on over there with you? You got your...
you don't have your notes? It's pretty
some,
blank.
It's
that
pretty
was
blank?
The first, it was the first thing. I said, first dance, song skipping. Those are in my notes.
Did you see the post I put up on Instagram today? Did you get
with my vasectomy
yeah.
audio?
Yeah.
Is it the audio I sent you? Did you
no,
cut that up?
No, you didn't send me any audio. I've been telling you to send me that audio.
I know.
I'll cut
I
it
feel
up.
Like I shouldn't share that audio.
Oh, it's got to be great. It's got to be great.
He gave me a Tootsie Pop to suck on, and so I'm sitting there sucking on a Tootsie Pop. So it's just like me sucking on a Tootsie Pop, getting my nuts snipped.
Well, everybody's like, staring at your balls. Everybody's staring at your balls.
Could you imagine if like Pete Buttigieg or Joe Biden had like audio recording of him getting a vasectomy?
I think that's like that's something that's like not as bad as like
that's rare.
It's a rare thing. Yeah,
that's very rare.
I think it would be very pro, like very pro whatever, you know, this era that we're in now. Very open and sharing, and very inviting and being like an open individual to the whole social scene of actual productive rights. You know,
it's true.
What do you got going over there? You trying to get people to call in?
No, I'm texting my wife, just telling her I'm doing the show. I don't know if she's listening or if she's going to watch the kids, but I'm down here by myself.
Nice.
So
nice.
I told the boys, I gave them some food, and I said, listen, I'll be done in an hour.
Just leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Show. Yeah, I can hear that. So what do you got on your notes pad? What's been going on throughout the week? Anything good?
Summer memories. Do you have any great summer memories?
Oh, I mean, that's something interesting.
Because it's like the start of the summer. It's the start of the summer.
It is the start of the summer. I think, like, some of my all right, like, how far do you want to go back? What's your best?
Think about them.
What's your best childhood memory? Because, like, I remember when I was, like, 20.
You're spinning the question. I asked you what was your best summer memory.
Well, no, I'm going to give you one of my favorite summer memories. But I also want to know, like, what your childhood one. I remember when I was, like, 20, 23 or 24, me and Scrap.
You're not a child.
Yeah, we weren't a child.
I mean, you are kind of a child.
But we borrowed his mom's car, and we drove across country to Minnesota.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that story. He tells that story like a lot. It was a favorite story.
He does. He totally does. But that was a good, like, he also got, he was such a hustler, and he still is. But I remember he got someone to pay him some money that ended up becoming gas money to go across the country taking pictures of nuclear power plants. So we went on a trip from here to Minnesota, stopping at every nuclear power plant from here to Minnesota.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Apropos with Chernobyl being
exactly.
So,
it was really weird. One of my biggest memories of it was I remember we stopped. We were driving, which honestly now, if we were to drive to every nuclear power plant between here and Minnesota, we would be on a list so fast.
Well, looking like that and like beach gear and like beach hat,
I would call attention to myself.
Well, did you know this? That I was taking a picture of this place in Queens, and I'm getting a little echo in my right head. Hold on,
just put it on the other ear.
There we go.
Any echo?
No, maybe that's better.
Yeah, all right.
It's worse.
I don't know why. There's no reason for it to be worse.
No.
No.
Well, anyways, I could hear myself like a fifth of a second afterwards.
There's no reason for that to be happening. I don't know why that's happening. There's no reason for it to be happening on my end. On my end, I'm telling you.
Oh, so you're not.
I'm not taking any blame for
Chernobyl.
Yeah.
You're not taking the blame.
I'm the Russians in this one.
It was the operator's fault.
It was the operator's. Have you finished that whole thing up?
No, I'm on episode 4.
Okay, so we have 2 left. They're so good. The last episode might be the best last episode of any show, especially on HBO, given that the Game of Thrones ended terribly. All right, go ahead. You were taking a picture.
The cinematography is good. No, I was taking a picture in Queens of that power plant right there along the, the East River there.
Yeah.
And this security guard came out, and he was like, hey, you got to delete that photo. And I was like, what? And I had the white truck, and I was like, what are you talking about, man? This, I'm just taking a picture of the
terrible truck that's also spitting out like Chernobyl. Yeah.
So he made me like delete the photos, and I was like, "Well, I guess I should just do this," And I was like, "All right."
Did he look to make sure that you deleted them?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Jeez. They like came up to my truck. I was like, "This is kind of weird."
Yeah.
Delete those photos.
Delete those photos.
They're smokestacks. There's no government secrets being spilled when you're like taking pictures of a smokestack or something.
No, there isn't. You know what? The interesting thing I learned that. So Russia, obviously Russia, is going to make their own movie on Chernobyl.
Oh, I heard this.
And everything about it is going to blame the Americans. So apparently there was at the time, because of even in the show, they talk about how like they thought that the explosion could have been, a bomb from the Americans or something like that. And they believe there's like a whole Soviet Union old wives tale that it was the Americans that went in, started pulling cables and made it explode.
And I can see that.
That's what it's going to be, the whole thing. Which is really
weird.
You
don't know what to believe.
Why would Americans want to cause a nuclear meltdown?
Nuclear rain, like nuclear clouds.
Terrible. So the one thing I do remember going across country was we stopped maybe like half a mile away from a nuclear power plant. You could see it. You know, like it's looming over the whole town. And there was this girl, and I remember she was like younger. She was relatively attractive. So we were like, hey, we yelled out the window. We were driving like, hey. And then she came over and we were, and I remember, I think it was Scrap who was like, are you like nervous being this close to a power plant? She was like, no, which I guess you shouldn't be. But it, I mean, Chernobyl could happen. It can happen at any point.
Fukushima, we've had the same radio show every month where we talk about the
possibility. I'm really into Chernobyl.
Of, like a of a nuclear holocaust.
I'm really into Chernobyl. The podcast,
I did start getting
really
the go back a little together today. I was cleaning out the garage and I found a couple things. I was like, you know what? I should just keep these with me. These are fun things. Like a hatchet that Patrick, happy 40th birthday, our good friend Petty G, his 40th birthday. He gave me a hatchet. Like an axe. You know, a hatchet axe. And
then I got this
awesome flashlight.
Is he in D.C. now?
Yeah.
Ah, good. Patrick, we miss you, buddy. Come on the show soon. I don't think he will. No, no. I don't think he's like legally contracted to be able to. But anyway, go ahead.
So this giant flashlight and then my survival knife. Nice. So, and then what else? I got a good story. So the other day, coming out of school, and this lady comes into the office and, you know, I'm just, you know, about to leave the school. She comes in. She's like, hey, does anybody have jumper cables? My car is dead. And I was like, I got jumper cables. I can do this. Be the hero. You know, this is a chance, 9 a.m. for me to be the hero. So I go out there. I put Lucy in her car seat so she's safe. And I get out my jumper cables and I hook it to my battery, turn my car on, hook it to hers.
Yep.
And then she's trying to turn her car on. Nothing's happening. Oof. And I look over at her car where I hook it up. Starts on fire, and I was like, oh shit, just turn. I'm catching this poor woman who's got like two kids in the car and her like grandma.
Wait, did you put them on? Did you put them on? You put them on the wrong way.
No, I just put them on. It was a certain battery that it had this it wasn't the right place to actually put the clip on.
You put
it was too much heat at the certain.
Are you sure you didn't put them on the wrong way? Because if you put them on the wrong way, they'll start on fire.
Yeah. Well, it started on fire, switched it up a little bit, and her car started and she was on her way, but her battery was dead. Her battery was hosed.
Just tell them you put it on the wrong way and then you switched it.
I don't think I put it on the wrong way. I think I just put it on a piece on her car that was just couldn't handle the heat.
It was just
couldn't
too much
electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you were almost the savior.
Yeah.
Except
so
you fumbled
I almost felt good about myself. Yeah. I was like, it could have been really bad for that woman.
Oh my God, her car on fire. who's responsible for that? Like, is that her insurance? Is it your insurance? Like, you are the one who placed it on there. That's interesting. I would like to talk to an insurance salesman, find out whose problem that is. Oh, that's bad. I had it a couple weeks ago. I just don't go around telling people when I'm a hero, you know?
Yeah. Tell us. Let's
I was getting gas. About.
Yeah, yeah.
And this guy behind me, this little Indian guy, was like trying to start his car and it was dead. And he came out and he's like, you got jumper cables? And I was like, I don't. But if you can find some, I'll jump start your car. And then he went around and he found some. And then
he made him do the work.
Well, he went and found them. And then he was going to put them on and he was going to put them on the wrong way on my car. And I was like, no, let me do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I put him on the right way and it started right up.
So what's the right ways?
Black is negative and red is positive.
Right. So what do you put on first? 1, 2, 3, 4. Donor car. Give it to us. All right. You're such a smart jumper cable guy.
I mean, it's okay as long as you put them on the right way. I mean, typically you're supposed to put them on before you even start the car up. So put them on.
On both cars.
On both cars. And then
see,
start
I always
it up.
Start the car.
No, don't start the car.
I've got the two things that they got juice in them. Like,
stick it together. Yeah, don't do that.
No, okay.
I mean, it's fun to do first. Yeah, it's fun to do that, though. But, I mean, you can do it. It's okay as long as you don't put them on the wrong way. If you put them on the wrong way, things are going to get too hot and then explode, like, or start on fire.
Or clip them on your nipples, you know?
Or don't do that. I remember Scrap, actually, he put them on the wrong way once, and he melted his entire bumper because he put it on the wrong way. What a dope.
On the Civic?
No, it was his first car. It was Tercel. It was a Toyota Tercel, like 92 or something.
I love that you know what his first car was.
I do.
Yeah. Here's another good thing that happened, I guess. You know, a little story we're sharing.
Yeah.
We were at a stoplight the other day, and Sam had a dollar. I gave both the kids a dollar just to have. I was balling. Like, you guys can have a dollar. And Sam actually rolled down his window and gave a dollar. Like, I didn't even tell him to do this to this guy, this homeless guy.
Wow.
I
guess,
you know. Panhandler.
Did you ask him why he did that?
No, then Sam rolled up there, and the guy was like, "You'll get another feather in your cap in heaven," or something like that. And then we pull really away, sweet. And Sam's like, "I want my dollar back."
Oh no!
And I was like, "You can't get your dollar back. You gave it to the guy." But I didn't tell him to give the dollar to the guy. I don't know if Leo told him, but it was kind of like a nice gesture.
It is,
but
a nice
like you
gesture.
Could tell, like he immediately regretted giving the dollar.
That'll stick with that kid forever. You know, like giving that guy a dollar and regretting it, that's going to stick with him. What'd you tell him? Like, once you give it away, it's gone forever?
Yeah, I was like, well, you gave it to him, and I think he needs it more than you do. So, you know.
That's good. Yeah,
it was a nice little, like, lesson. It was a nice little,
it's a life lesson. Yeah. How often do you give money to poor people? I mean, it's probably harder out there.
No.
In New York, I probably give money to poor people once a week. I will give a dollar to a homeless person like once a week, but I will assess. I will assess this person's situation.
So you feel like the giver out of money. You feel like a charlatan's not the right word.
It's not a charlatan,
a king. You're like, I can give you a dollar.
Yeah.
This feels good.
I mean, the thing is like a dollar a week. For 52 bucks a year, whatever it is, it's nothing, right? And they do need it more than me, but I will assess. I will look at them, and I'll
are they like a damaged home or like a vehicle? Assessing them.
I'm
you
assessing
look them up
them.
And down, left and right.
Yes, I will. And the first thing I'll look at always is their shoes. If they're wearing nicer shoes than me, they will not get a dollar.
Yeah. Well, you wear some pretty
crappy
shoes.
I wear some crappy shoes.
Loafers.
But if they're wearing nicer shoes than me, they're not getting a dollar. If they're wearing nicer pants than me, they're not. That's how I work my way up. If they're wearing nicer pants than me, they're not getting a dollar.
Something I didn't do that was nice for somebody was we were driving back from this, what was it, a gig? What was I doing? I was doing something down in the Springs. And I came back and this guy, I was doing a wedding, yes. So I was like, why was I down there? So I was doing a wedding. And we were at this intersection, and this guy was like stalled. And I was like, I wasn't with the kids, and I was with somebody else who could drive the car.
Mm.
And I was like, you know what? I could get out and help him. We could probably push him, but there was nowhere to push him to. You know, so I assessed the situation. All right, so I can assess, but he wasn't homeless.
Yeah.
So I assessed
the situation. That's the first thing you should do in every situation.
It's not safe.
Right.
I'm going to push his car and
especially since your friend getting hit and killed like that.
Yeah.
That's something that's going to stick with you.
And I told my friend in the car the story of Landon
as I
refused to help this guy push his car. Because
So what did you do? You left him there?
You do have to check the. So we just left. So we pulled off. But I think, you know.
So you left him there?
Who, the guy that was stalled out in the middle of the road? Yeah.
So you were like, sorry, buddy, I'll see you later.
He didn't ask for help. I mean, there was everybody else was.
Okay.
You know this parable. What is it? The Good Samaritan?
The Good Samaritan.
People, you know? What are your favorite Bible? What are some good Bible stories that aren't like weird Bible stories?
Is this what you have in your notes? Lessons? I mean, let's slow it down a second. Let's slow it down. You're like rushing through everything. I'm
keeping it moving.
You're keeping it moving.
I don't want to talk about not helping this guy.
But one thing that I felt bad about this week, and I didn't know what to do. Like, it was actually a moment where I was like, I didn't know what to do. Because there was really honestly nothing I could do, but maybe there could have been. I didn't know. So I'm driving on the subway, right? And I'm looking out. And I'm going through South Williamsburg on the M, right? And you know South Williamsburg is a very Hasidic area, right?
Yes.
And if you're on the subway, you're obviously above the ground. So you're looking at all the Hasidic windows, which are usually barred up, you know? All the windows are barred up. All their balconies are barred up. And I'm cruising along, and like a block down, I could see a balcony that had bars that came up to maybe like chest high, right? Yeah. And I saw like a 3-year-old who had climbed up on a chair and then onto something else. And she was on the top of the bars. And like, oh, she was just kind of hanging there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and I didn't away. See anybody, any adult watching. With her.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, that kid is going to fall. And she was like three stories up.
Yeah.
And I was like, that kid's going to fall. And there's nothing I could do.
Yeah.
I checked the news. She didn't fall, apparently. Yeah. So she's probably fine. But at that moment, I was like, I should, well,
kids,
like.
Kids almost kill themselves all the time.
I know. They do. They I do. Mean, it's,
yeah, it, you know.
That was a rough one, though, because I was like, I felt really bad.
There was nothing you could
nothing
do.
Nothing I could do. Hmm. It was a rough one. All right, so let me ask you, what was your favorite summer memory? Hmm.
That's a good question.
You asked me.
Well, I was talking about, like, summer, like, summer childhood memories.
I'll tell you my first childhood summer memory.
Yeah.
I went to Maine. My cousins lived in Maine, and Maine is a big lake community, right? And everyone in Maine has like a what they call a camp, which is basically a little house or like mm-hmm. a little spot you can go to the lake.
What you I want.
Yeah. In the mountain. What you want. Yes, exactly. You've been saying it. So we get a house that's on the lake, and it's like there's many of concrete stairs that lead up to the house. So and then you could go down to the stairs, and then there's a dock, and then there's the lake. Everybody goes swimming in. One of my first memories, we went up there. I couldn't have been more than 5 or 6 years old. And I remember being very excited about going in this lake, that I was running down the concrete stairs, and I tripped and I fell down at least 40 stairs. And I cut up my side, and like my whole body was just cut up. I didn't break anything, but I remember like not being able to swim because I fucked myself up so bad.
Down a flight of stairs.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah.
Oh man, here's an interesting memory. So, we didn't really get a chance to get into it, but a couple weeks ago or a month ago when I was in Florida, I took did I talk about this? I took a couple bike trips at like
midnight. A little bit. Tell me about it.
I always think taking a trip on a bicycle is just a little like nicer for the memories and the brain because you have time to look around and you're kind of like on the same thing that you were on when you were like 6 and 8 and 10 and 12, you know, you're very on that thing. So, that's like very like, I don't know if it's like memory.
It's your first freedom. A bicycle is the first freedom, like away from everything. You could just go and it's like, get out of there and go, you know? All right. So go ahead. You're cruising around.
So I took a couple like midnight rides, you know, just late when everybody was asleep down there. And it was just great. Cause like Florida's flat and it's quiet and you're hearing all these like, bugs and you're seeing like raccoons and like you're just like seeing the houses lit up at night like it, and it's just wet and it smells and you can like see the fish and you can hear the and it's like smells. It's swampland.
I like how you call
Florida's got a smell to it, you know, like rain.
I like how you call them raccoons. Raccoons. I like raccoons, but Florida does have a smell to it. Florida has a total vibe to it, and there's nothing like Florida. There's really nothing like Florida. It's hot. It's sticky. It's rainy. Yeah. It rains for 20 minutes and then it doesn't anymore. And then that smell just permeates. So you're cruising around. Did you remember anything?
Cruising around. Like, I ride by my old house and I ride by like, like where my friends used to live and just like, you know, some old schools and just like old hangouts. And like the best thing is like I had flashlights. So I'm you know, lit up or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm shining the flashlights into the water and like you can see gar and you can see like turtles. And it's like a nature, you know, it's like a 2-hour nature ride on flat ground on like my mom's bicycle. And I do it every time I go down there.
It's in your old hood. It's great. It's in your old hood.
Yeah, it's my old hood. It's like my place where I grew up. It's, you know, when people tell me where I'm from, I say Florida.
Yeah,
like if I were to get a tattoo, I'd almost get a Florida tattoo, but I feel like that would be bad. Like you just don't want to like
the whole panhandle all the way down. You get the whole thing.
Just like a river or something, like the river where I grew up, you know, like that would be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
But I don't want to get the shape of the state of Florida.
What about something simple? Because I feel like you're a very delicate man. You're a very delicate man and it would hurt you. What if you just got like one line of just the river, of the actual like line of the river? That would be kind of cool. Or what if we got like a dragonfly that you killed on the river?
or like a lizard that I shot with like a blow dart.
Exactly. Exactly. Or the snake that you cut its head off. You know,
that's true. With the rake,
with the rake.
Yeah. There was a big to do in our neighborhood. You know, we have the neighborhood Facebook page, And that's a bastion of just, you know, time wasting and complaining and whatever. But somebody was like, there's a lot of people in this neighborhood that don't like snakes. And people have been like, I guess somebody killed a bull snake, which is a harmless snake. And like the neighborhood was in an uproar, you know, like everybody was pissed. They're like, listen, I'm a snake. You know, some guy chimes in. He's like, I'm a snake expert. You need to, you know, or if anything happens, call me. And I'll call me and I'll fix it.
Just send me a Facebook message and I'll be right over.
At 3 a.m. Yeah. You know, like no snake deserves to die, you know?
Jesus.
And so like everybody's back and forth. But
well, the thing about snakes is that everyone is like,
assumes they're
venomous.
Yeah. Or at least me.
You like definitely.
Of the biblical, you know, brought up kind.
Well, what did you ask me before? The devil is
Satan.
What did you
ask? Favorite like old school Bible story, or if there's like a Bible story or like a parable, or just, you know, in general.
Man, that's a tough question. I mean, I will say that as a kid, I was fascinated and utterly disbelieving the flood story, like of Noah.
No, in the flood. Yeah. Oh, did you hear about the thing flooding the thing in Kentucky, or where is that?
Oh, that guy.
The replica.
Yeah,
the replica of Noah's Ark.
What happened to
it? For flood damage. I guess they got some heavy rain.
No way. That's not. Is that true?
I swear. I don't know if it was clickbait. It was probably clickbait.
But I mean, the fact that Noah's Ark is suing for flood damages, that's fantastic.
You got to have that thing watered tight.
That's amazing.
This is kind of an old story.
Yeah, but I remember like just being a kid and being like, This is I don't believe this. I just don't believe this.
See, I believe the Bible stories because I was like taught that's what you have to believe.
Right. When you're down in Florida.
Like, and if you don't believe in it, then you're going to go to hell. And I was like, well, you know, and at like 7 or 8, you're your mind's not, you can't fathom religion and Jesus and like what, like, good God. Oh, God.
You can't fathom that. You really, truly can't. Yeah. I remember just like I remember when I was like 13 on. It was just like, I just don't believe any of this. This is just so far-fetched that it just doesn't make any sense. It was, nonsense.
I think it was like 25 for me, 26.
Yeah, I know. It was a little late. I knew you when you were really big into religion. I mean, you were never big into religion,
I was still like, I was still like, hey, maybe this is, you know. And then as I got older, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. There's no hell.
I believe that there are shows out there that we have done where you were still a believer. I think there are shows. I got to see if I can find it. But I remember like you were still like, I think that the world is like 2000 years old.
I never said that. I never said that. we may have that audio.
We may have that audio somewhere.
That's like 9 years ago.
Yeah. 10 years ago. That's pretty good.
No, I never said the earth. I never said the earth was like 6000 years old. In my adult life.
I would like to see.
Where's the intern to search back at like the first three shows? We're just like drinking beers in the kitchen.
Wasted in that kitchen, just doing it up.
With old microphones.
Old microphones and
old mixers.
Old mixers. Remember that big mixer I used to have? I still have that. Remember the giant one that I had?
Get it working. See, that's the thing. There's so many like old stuff.
Old stuff. Well, it's old stuff. We should one day bring out a lot of old shows and then just end this stupid thing.
Yeah.
Just have a big to do and be like, well, here's the Dave and Giggles through the ages and we're calling it a night.
Nah. Oh, that'll be sad.
It will be sad.
But you know what I like about Dave and Giggles? And, you know, here we are talking about ourselves again. But, you know, you started from the bottom up. We started in the kitchen, and here you are in an actual studio.
I know.
And that's, I think, maybe what my beef with these podcasters now is, they just do it now, and they have a podcast.
Yep.
We started, and we formulated this thing. We got it going back and forth a little bit. And we tried, and we failed.
We failed hard, bad.
Super hard. I know. Stuff.
But we were...
We're still failing.
We're still failing. Like, this show started out terribly. But I remember, like, we had things, like, wired up so that we can get callers in, that we could talk to them, and they could talk to us. And I did it just out of the kitchen, and I had no idea what I was doing. Like, that, there's something about that that's priceless that these kids don't have anymore. Like, podcasts, I respect a podcast, but there's something about live radio that is untouchable, you know?
Oh, right, because these kids podcasts, they're not doing it live.
No, they're not doing it live.
No, we do a radio show.
Yeah, we do a radio show. That's the difference between a radio show and a podcast. You've been doing this for 10 years. You should know the difference.
You there?
I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, you froze up. I think we get excited about something.
I do. It freezes up. So did you see the dude from Jeopardy lost?
I don't watch Jeopardy.
No, nobody does.
I don't watch TV at all. Nobody does. I watch TV at night for an hour, maybe 30 minutes or something, like 3 times a week.
Do the kids watch TV? They have their TV time?
Yeah. I think they're probably having TV time right now.
It's good. Dave and Giggles TV time. I like it.
It's the summer. I'm going to get them to some camps. I think some like karate camps or something. You know, like,
is that what they want to do? Or are you just going to force them into it? Like,
we got to do something.
You got to do something.
They got to do something. Because like when they're just around the house all day,
yeah,
they go crazy. They fight, you know, but they are like using their imagination and they're like pretending. And I love just watching it. You know, it's great. But sometimes it just gets a little crazy.
Like, it does get a little crazy. Kids are pretty crazy.
Yeah. You should know.
I guess. I was actually just in the park with Ryan and Otto, and there was like 10 kids there. No, there was like 4 or 5 kids there, but they were like crying every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And then they're hungry every 2 seconds, and then they're constantly grabbing their penises because they have to pee like every 5 minutes. It's just like the kids are so needy. They're so needy.
Yeah. Well, what else are you going to do?
Yeah. That's what they do. Did you hear about this story?
Check in with that kid from the cruise.
Which kid?
Were you on this? No, that wasn't your cruise. Who told us the story about the kid on the cruise?
Which kid?
That was did I tell you this story?
I don't know. Tell me the story.
There were 2 kids on a cruise. And who told me this story? God, I'm having like a brain fart right now. There were 2 kids on a cruise. They were like 5 and 3 at the deli line or whatever, getting food.
Sure.
And somebody was kind of like following them around being like, who told me this story?
Wait, were they just abandoned children?
They weren't abandoned, but their parents were drunk, sleeping it off in the hotel room.
Oh, no.
And our friends who were on the cruise were like, why are these kids so young and just by themselves? And one of them went up to the security guard and said, hey, you know, do you know where these kids' parents are? And they said, yes, we've been having trouble with them all week. So apparently these kids were like, you know, just had the run of the ship.
That's
you know,
amazing.
Basically. And who told me? I can't.
That's amazing because you could do you that. No, there was no kids. There was no kids on the 80s cruise.
Yeah. Mixed up here.
There was no kids on the 80s cruise that I saw. There was one that was like one of the band's kids, I think, or the captain's cruise kids or something. I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now you remember. Who was it?
I know. I don't remember. I just wrote down Cuba.
What about Cuba?
Cuba, speaking of cruising, I guess Trump did all these bans now. And so people like, thousands of people have cruises books and flights books.
Yeah.
And I was actually thinking, I brought my passports to Florida last month because I was looking at flights from Miami to Cuba because I was like, shit, while we're down here, let's do it
that would
before
be cool.
shit goes south.
That would be
no
cool.
No pun intended.
It did, though. And, I mean,
yeah,
it
and
did.
Now you can't go.
He put more restrictions on it. That you, not only can't you go with cruises, but you can't go for an educational trip or research and development trip. So it's completely now blocked off again, like it was in the 50s and 60s. It's just like straight up locked off. I don't understand the times we're living
in. He's such an asshole.
Such an asshole. I could sit here and talk about him all fucking day. It's crazy. Did you see? All right, I'll get into one thing about him. One thing about him only. Did you see last week or during the week where there was a picture taken where he had like a different haircut and he was all like dressed up a little bit nicer than he usually is? Did you see that picture?
No.
If you Google it or whatever, there's a picture of him where his hair is like kind of slicked back. He kind of looks like Don Jr. He has the same haircut as Don Jr. And he looks more put together. He looks like a regular dude, not like Donald Trump, the idiot with the goddamn comb over and all that. And he looks like a normal dude. And he's wearing a suit jacket and suit pants, kind of put together a little tighter than his other stuff. And it's just like, what is he doing? Like, why is he doing this? The story behind it is really fucked up. So he's wearing this jacket and he's wearing his pants over his golf uniform, his golf outfit.
Okay.
And he has a hat, like a MAGA hat, where he wears golfing. And he was in Virginia right around the time of the shooting, of that last shooting.
Right.
And he was coming from a golf course and going to another golf course when he got the bright idea to call up a church. and said, hey, I'm going to stop by. I want you to pray for me, and then I'm going to leave. So he stopped in, came up on stage. The priest or whatever prayed for him and said, we need to pray for our president. This is important, blah, 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 and did this whole thing. Trump never said a word, walked out, went to another golf course.
Yeah. And it's got to be amazing to be president, because you could just stop at a church and be like, hey, it's Trump, you know, coming in like a hero.
But
you know?
He loves
the fame.
The gall to be like, I want you to pray for me.
Yeah,
I want you to pray for me because I'm having such a hard time and these people don't respect me. But eventually all of the parishioners were like really complaining about what he did and told that the priest like never let him back in here. So the priest had to apologize for doing it and all that stuff. But it's amazing what he's doing. It's just, and his trip to England and Ireland was a goddamn disaster.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into it because it'll just get me too upset.
You're going to get fired up. Let's talk about
I'll give you this story.
Did you see
the story of the man who cracked the safe at a museum in Canada?
No, I did not. Elaborate, please.
So there's this safe in like Brunswick up in Canada at a museum. And they've been trying to get this safe open for like 70 years or something like that. And it's just sitting there. And then at one point, they're contacting all these locksmiths. And eventually one locksmith said, the gears are probably frozen shut. They're probably rusted shut. You'll never get it open. Right. So this dude over the weekend, I think it was yesterday or the day before, went in, saw it, and was trying to play it up to his kids. And he knelt down, he put his ear up against the safe and started turning it. And on the first try, it opened up.
You're kidding.
Yeah. The first try it opened up.
And see, that's a better story.
That's a great story.
That's a great story.
It turned out there was like
everybody got arrested for trying to like.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But yeah, it was a big deal in the town, and everybody like blew up, and it became a huge news story. It turned out that there was like a couple slips of paper in it, and one was a an order for like a mushroom burger sandwich or something like that, and that's all that was in there. So nothing was in it, but it's a good story. It's a good story.
VHS porn. Like it was like some guy's like that'd porn cool. stash, you know, 70-year-old
porn. Yeah, it wouldn't be there. It would be like old film porn. That's what it would be back then. So that's a good story. I try to give you a lighthearted story.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I can't believe Melissa's not here. That's weird, right? Well,
Melissa's not coming in today.
Oh.
Did I tell you? I didn't tell you. I won't.
2 hours or no?
No. She initially texted me in the middle of the night the other night. I don't want to go into what happened with her, but you know, it was a family thing, but she's not coming in today. And then she texted me in the middle of the night and there was like four texts. And the first one was like, hey, this thing happened. Can you sub for me? And like, I was sleeping and like, after like a couple texts, I woke up and heard it. And then I looked over and it was like, can you cover for me? That's okay. I'll just put in a replay. And then I was surrounded for her. I was like, I'll do your show if you want. And then she was like, no, I already put in for a replay. So she's going to have a replay going. And she took my key last week. So I had to have Luke make me a new key. He made me this nice new key, though. Look at that.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. That's a great radio show
it is.
Key.
It is a really great radio show key.
That's awesome. Man. I'm proud of you, Dave. You've done a lot of the work.
I do all
you've
the
done
work.
A lot of the legwork.
I do all the work. I do.
Hey, I show up.
That's all I ask. That's all I ask of you. That's all I've ever asked of you is that you show up. Even when we did it at your house, I just asked you to show up.
Yeah.
Good times. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm thinking of planning a summer trip to the city. So I'm going to go to a wedding in July. We've talked about this.
Okay.
And but I want you to go with me. Here's a question.
Okay.
Do you think if my whole family's invited to a wedding, I could take a plus one if my wife doesn't go. Do you think I could bring like a friend and be like, should I ask and be like, hey, my wife can't go to this wedding, but can I bring Dave?
A plus one is a plus one. It doesn't matter who it is, right? I mean, in these days and time, like you can't judge someone for bringing a same sex person or whatever, right? I think that's an appropriate thing to do.
Do you think that would be an appropriate question if I was like,
well, it depends on how close you are.
It's going to have to be, well, it's Mike. It's,
Mike. Married. Wait, is it going to be upstate or is it New York City?
It's in Vermont.
Oh, Jesus.
Mid-July. And so I was thinking about taking you as my date.
That would be kind of nice. I would like that.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. I think he would be okay with it because we know each other. I think he'd be all right with it. Let's do it. Maybe. Is it going to be a total fish themed?
It might be.
Well, he.
I don't know. I'm not on the wedding planning team, so I don't know. But I think it's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Because he was at mine, and I want to go. It's like it's gonna be a break in the summer of me working weddings.
Yeah.
And I can actually attend a wedding.
That's very nice. I'd be honored to go with you as your date. It's very nice.
It would be fun.
It would be. Yeah. Well, so ask him. And see what
he was like, bring the kids. And I was like, oh, I don't want to bring the kids to a wedding.
No,
like that's just like, I can't do that. Like all three of them. That's
it's too much. No, it's too much.
You're a guy
who does a lot of weddings, right? You go to a lot of weddings because of work. Do you think that on a scale of one to, it doesn't matter. What do you think is better, a wedding without kids or a wedding with kids?
I think, you know, if you want to have, like, if you have a niece or whatever that wants to be the flower girl, cool. Like, have her, like, run down. But, like, then, like, have a babysitter.
Yeah,
and be like, yo, the adults, like, have the babysitter take all the kids back to the hotel and they're watching movies and hanging out. But, like I don't want to watch kids at a wedding. No. Most weddings in Colorado are in mountainous.
Yeah.
There's, like, terrain. There's you're always watching the kids at the wedding. You can't talk to everybody and kind of, like, this is the one time. But also people want to see your kids. So it's like, hey, everybody, yo. But I say like have them there for the ceremony and then maybe a little bit after for the pictures and then send them back.
Yeah.
Boom. And then you can like hang out and like, all right, cool.
If you have a kid, there's nothing you can do. You have to leave early because the kid's got to go to sleep. You can't get drunk. You can't really dance. You have to watch the kid. You're screwed. I love
seeing the guy. I mean, you always see the guy that's like, with the kid and the kid, it's way too late. And you're like, dude, it's like 10:30. There's like speakers blasting.
I know.
Terrible music.
Terrible.
Send the kid home.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Oh, that's an interesting one, which is really funny because I remember we were at Tim's wedding and kids weren't allowed to that wedding. And then one of our other friends was like, oh, this is bogus because I have a kid. And then he was like, Scrap was like, don't worry, you can bring your kid to my wedding. And then it turned out no kids allowed. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Good times.
Good times.
All right. I have a little thing that I made here. And let's see. I have a couple of.
Probably won't be able to hear it.
No, I'm going to play it through the speaker here. Let's see. Is this it? No, that's not the one. Here. No, that's not the one. This is it. Okay. Ready? Did you hear it?
Is that you?
Yeah. I made a little.
That sounds great.
On the way here, I made a little sound bite.
Weird facts.
And I put together a list.
God, you're talented.
I know. I put together a list of weird facts that I've collected.
Okay.
Give them to us. You want to hear some weird facts?
Yeah.
All right. Number one, a Twizzler can work as a stylus for your phone.
I believe it.
Yeah. Which is weird, right? Like, what the hell is a Twizzler made of to be able to conduct the heat at the same thing of your finger? That's weird. All right.
Give me another one.
Here's one that I found interesting. February 1865 is the only month in recorded history not to have a full moon.
Hmm.
Weird, right?
There was a lot going on in February of 1965. The government was just kind of
1865.
Coming back.
It was 1865.
1865.
Yeah. We don't know anything about 1865. We weren't there.
That was the end of the Civil War, right?
Is that what it was? It was like that red moon. So. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. I think nobody was looking at the moon.
Weird facts.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I made that standing on a corner. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one. This one's really gross. This one's really gross. And this is what we're doing right now. Wearing headphones for just an hour will increase the bacteria in your ear up to 700 times.
Oh God, I believe that.
Yeah. Oh God. I know, that's it's really gross, and I think about that because I have headphones on a lot when I to and from work. You know, it's really gross. Really gross.
Your ears are like balancing things for your head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you're scuba diving, you have to like you blow out, you regulate.
Yeah.
You close your nose and you blow out, and it's amazing. I thought you could never do it. This is a gross story.
Oh, let's hear it.
But when I went scuba diving in the Great Barrier Reef, before I went, I had to get a physical. And I got the physical in Australia because they're like, hey, you need to get just before.
You need the paperwork. You need the paperwork.
Yeah, before you get a couple cans of compressed gas, you're going to need some physical.
Right, you don't want to.
And I go in there, and the guy's like, your ears are clogged. And I was like, what does that mean? He's like, we got to irrigate your ear canals because you got so much wax buildup in there. And I was like, all right. This is Australia. Mind you, didn't cost me anything. It might have cost me like $20.
Sure.
In America, it costs you like $400, $300 yeah. if you didn't have insurance to get your ears.
Let me ask you this. Did you feel that your ears were blocked?
No, I could hear normal. Yeah. I was wearing headphones. You know, I probably was wearing headphones for, you know, listening to music or whatever for the, you know, the trip. This is kind of like near the end of my trip. I don't know. But basically they like irrigated my ears and like pulled out like a plug of earwax. And I was like, oh God, that's disgusting.
Did you were able to hear better after they pulled them out?
Same. I didn't notice the difference. It was the same. Yeah, I was like, all right.
Well, but you're a big fidgeter of your ears.
It's true.
Maybe when's the last time you had them irrigated?
Well, I haven't needed because I got a physical, you know, and they looked at my ears and they said, your ears are fine. So I don't know if this was a phase I went through.
Your ears must have been really gross back then.
That was disgusting. I told my girlfriend at the time and she was like, I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
I think we should break up. I think we should break up because of your
That's
ears.
That's the most disgusting thing you've ever told me.
It's really gross.
Hey, thanks to Australia for having the just be like, hey, cool, we irrigate your ears and it's not going to cost you anything.
Did they have public health or whatever, health care?
I think so.
Oh, that's great. That's great. See what happens?
Weird facts.
Remember when I used to make a whole bunch of sound bites? I got to bring that back. I'm going to bring that back. It's fun. All right, here's another one. Ready? This one's kind of stupid, so I'll say it and then we'll move on to the next one. Every time you lick a stamp, it's 1/10 of a calorie.
That's pretty stupid.
Pretty stupid. We're going to move on. All right. That was pretty stupid too. All right. Even though Fruit Loops, you know Fruit Loops, the cereal.
Yeah.
There's different colors. Doesn't matter because they all are the same flavor.
Hmm.
They're all the same flavor, but there are different
taste
colors.
Fruit Loops right now, man.
Yeah, I know, me too, right?
When you know the taste of Fruit Loops.
You know the taste of Fruit Loops. That weird like pop it in your mouth, sugar.
Yeah.
So good.
You know who we gotta get on the show is Zach. Deb's kid, because he's like he's got his master's in food science, and he actually works for those flavor companies.
Oh, let's get him on.
We should get him to develop the Dave and Giggles flavor.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Beach and Mountain flavor. What would your flavor be if you were to name a Giggles flavor? Oh God, you just smell yourself.
Well, yeah, I smell good.
What do you smell like?
I just want to smell myself.
I would put you down. I would put you down as like a grape, A grape.
You'd be a grape. Yeah, grape's a pleasant scent for me.
Yeah. All right. That leads me into my. Let's see here. Hold on. I didn't have it ready. That leads me.
Are you gonna play this again?
Yeah. I'm gonna
play. Good God, dude.
Weird facts.
That leads me into my next one. What do you think is the most popular item at Walmart?
I'm going to say the windshield washer fluid. It's like 94 cents.
It's really weird.
It's like blue.
Yeah, that's a really weird guess. I like it. It's not the right one.
Okay, what is it?
The right one are bananas. Bananas are the most popular product at Walmart. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Really weird. All right. Here's the last one. A duel by three people is called a truel.
Ooh, I believe that.
Yeah.
A truel.
So you can have a truel, which I never can imagine why would anyone ever want a truel. But
yeah,
you can do three people.
Did I
facts.
God, if I'd never have to hear that again.
You got to beat it into the ground. All right, go ahead. Do 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 do. It's good.
Yeah, when I this is a weird story, but when I was at a high school thespian convention in Tampa,
why were you at a high school thespian?
Because you go to these thespian conventions once a year in high school. I remember there was four of us in a room, and two of the guys got in a fist fight and then made up like after like a 5 minute.
That
like
is
they were
the most
so much like teenage testosterone.
That
like,
is the most thespian thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
There was there was a couple punches, and then me and this other kid were like watching. We're like, "Hey guys," we're like, "What the, you know, what the hell, man? What are you doing?" And they were like fighting, and then they like made up and like hugged, and it was so God, it was so theater. It was so theater.
What made you think of that story?
I don't know. Something about
just popped into your head. A troll.
Yeah. Duels. I was thinking of duels.
Yeah, I can totally see.
I put the
see.
Notes down, Dave. I'm with you.
Just you're riffing now. You're riffing, as they
God,
call it.
I feel
it.
Like we should
just keep
cancel
going.
The replay. It just going.
Keep going. I would have to do so much to the board. We could hijack.
Can we hijack? Let's see.
I would get a text, and I don't want to deal with that.
You don't need it. You don't need a talk.
No.
Yeah, that is kind of a dick move to just be like, oh, we took over.
I know, we took over. We're going to go 24 hours with this thing. That would be a lot of fun. Oh, man. Well, we made it close to the end of the show here. Do you have anything
else? What if you locked the doors? This would actually get us listeners. I feel like if you barricaded the door, like barricaded yourself inside and just said, like, I'm showing all day.
How long do you think you could go before you, like, you freak out. You're like, I have nothing to talk about. I have just nothing to talk about.
I think
about
it'd be
anymore.
Fun to like live stream it from you, like watching you kind of barricade yourself in the Radio Free Brooklyn offices.
And just run with it.
And run with it and see like when do the cops get called? Like,
yeah.
Would anybody call the cops on you?
There probably would. I don't, because they have a key. So the one thing I would have to do is there's like a door handle. I could tie it to something and then lock myself in that way.
They probably like break in in like 30 seconds.
Yeah, they would be able to break in pretty easily. But that would be fun. I would do
that. Would be fun. That'd be a great bit.
It would be
just to like
bit.
Lock yourself in
and just see how long we can go with it.
Yeah.
Good show. Oh, man.
I miss you, Dave.
I miss you too, buddy. I was listening.
Come out to Colorado.
All right, I will. I will come out. I'm gonna say, let's say July or August, early August. I'll come out. I'll get the tickets. Come out.
That's a good idea.
We'll go to the mountains. I'll make sure you don't have a wedding. Weddings aren't usually in August, right? They are.
I've got weddings in August. Right. I've got weddings for the next like 6 or 7 weekends.
Damn.
Yeah. I might see you before you see me.
Probably. Well, I mean, we'd see each other at the same time unless you came up.
I'm gonna ask Mike if I can bring you as a date to my wedding. Would you want to go?
Yeah, I'll come. Right. Yeah. Just let me know the date so I can make sure that I don't have to go anywhere.
I think that'd be fun. Yeah. I think that would be like more fun than my wife and family. Is that wrong?
Are
to
they
say?
Listening right now?
No, I don't think so.
I hope not. Is anybody listening right now?
I don't think so.
Good show.
All right.
I'll see you later.
All right.
Idly, hey.
Go home.
Doodly-doo.